Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Blue goes all the way around to score. Goslin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Miller moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Kaufman reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaufman tags and moves to third. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to home to get Kaufman. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Hale scores. Melillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Gullick moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaufman strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Cochran to McNair covering second. the throw back to home, and Gullick is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. Blue strikes out. 1 out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Goslin reaches second base with a double. McNeely moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. McNeely scores. Goslin scores. Kress moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Cochran and he is out, McNair applying the tag. 2 outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gullick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mannion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grove hits a line drive to center field. McNeely throws towards Melillo. Melillo fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Melillo. Grove moves to second. Pinky Higgins pinch runs for Lefty Grove. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Wally Shang now catching. Bill Shores now pitching. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shores, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley pinch hits for Bill Shores. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Haas reaches second base with a double. Boley moves to third. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Perkins now pitching. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gulick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mannion bunts towards the mound. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gulick moves to third. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaufman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Perkins. Gulick scores. Kaufman moves to second. It's 8-1, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaufman moves to third. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Al Simmons. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Kaufman covering. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer tags and scores. One out. It's 8-2, Browns. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Doc Kramer now playing left field. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-4 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.